Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Mateo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who is a little worried about the terrible Seahawk preseason. Your host, Maceo.
Here we are again, teen session, first morning of the full day. I have a camper here, a repeat guest from last year who has gotten out of cabin day to come down here and podcast with us like a pro.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell us, who are you? Where are you from? How old are you? And how long have you been coming to this camp?
So my name is Sarah Fulmer, or Butters, whichever one. Age is 19, turning 20 in December. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I've been coming here for 14 years.
You are a professional Enchanted Hills camper.
Oh, yeah. I can walk in the pitch black, you know, when I'm walking to my cabin.
And know right where you're going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need the ropes.
No.
No more ropes.
There's no more ropes.
No
They're
more
all
ropes,
gone.
All gone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have Butters, ladies and gentlemen. Here she is, podcasting. What do you think of this new podcast spot?
I like it. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
It's cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, and they're firing up the barbecue over there, which is really cool. I think they're going to barbecue our lunch, maybe.
Yeah, he asked me, he's like, are you going to come and barbecue? And I'm like, no. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, podcast.
Is it going to be an activity barbecuing? I might have to go ask Brian with a Y what's going on over there. Butters, what is your favorite Enchanted Hills nighttime activity?
Maybe the dance at the end of camp. But that's only at teen session.
That's it. I was just going to say the dance at the teen session is an activity. We have other dances and other sessions, but the teens is very significant in that as a staff, we set them up at some tables. It's a little bit formal. It's nice.
Yeah.
People get dressed up and ready to go. They have their dates and their dancing shoes on. We feed them a nice dinner and then...
dancing.
And
then bedtime. Or usually right after that, it's a water fight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Infamous, we don't ever have water fights at Enchanted Hills except for when we have a water fight. Yes.
But I'm going to let you know about something. For the past 3 years, I have injured myself, so I have not been able to do it. So this year at the dance, I'm going to not dance because I'm afraid.
Okay.
You got
dance fever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dance fever.
Just kidding. Okay. So, how about, do you have a favorite EHC meal?
No. I'm bored of the meals. I'm totally honest. Tony, so, if you're listening to this, change the menu.
14 years.
It's the same thing every
spaghetti
year.
Spaghetti and pasta and sauce and meatballs the first night every night. Giddy up!
Jeez Louise. What was that?
Podcast interruptions.
Why did you say giddy up?
Shawnee Boy was walking by.
But why giddy up?
Because he's been wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots the last couple times. I don't know why he didn't this session.
Is he a cowboy?
I think he wanted to not maybe personify the big cowboy thing during teen sessions, but... we'll see what happens. He said he wished he would have wore his cowboy hat because then people would have recognized him and remembered him. That's what he said.
I have my horse boots with me because.
Well, let's try to talk Shawnee Boy into going Western for the West for the rest of the set. Western for the rest of the show.
He should dress up as a cowboy at the dance.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Right. All right.
14 years of the same meals. Butters is out. She's ready for something new.
Yes.
Okay, so let's leave EHC. You're going to take us all out for dinner to your favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take you guys to the U.S. restaurant.
What is
Italian.
The U.S.? Oh, nice.
And it's like super fancy. And people came from Italy and they started the restaurant. So
where is this place?
North Beach in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here on Everything EHC. That's a good promo for... that restaurant. What did you say it was?
U.S. restaurant.
Just U.S.? Mm-hmm. It's not us.
No.
It's U.S.
U.S.
Okay.
Restaurant.
And we're going to go there and have a nice meal for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to take us to fast food. What's the choice?
I don't really eat fast food.
Fast food row? You're not going to choose anything for fast food? No.
Jack in the Box.
Okay, there it is. let's see. Your favorite chocolate candy?
Has to be Kit Kat or Twix. They're good.
Agreed.
Yeah, just like the little crunchy bits in the middle. They're just so good.
Okay. Yeah. Nice audio description.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite chewy candy?
Does gum suit as candy?
Sure.
Okay, gum.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of gum are you chewing now?
Mint.
Mint.
Spearmint.
That was going to be my next mint. Question. What kind of mint? Have you ever had sushi?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Name some foods that you don't like.
Brussels sprouts.
Common.
I hate asparagus. I don't know why people made it.
That's me too. I'm on that boat. No asparagus for Maceo either.
Sometimes I'll eat peas, but I hate them, honestly.
Okay.
Trying to be healthy.
Can we get outside the vegetable realm here? Is
no.
there anything? No.
Okay. Oh, I hate grapefruit. It's just too tart and I hate it. It's gross. I like
gag. So she went from vegetables to fruit now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you eat a raw oyster?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Cycle for Sight promo. Cycle for Sight, go for it next year. It's in April. Woohoo.
Shout out to Cycle for Sight.
Right.
What is your favorite song at the moment?
Thinking.
That's a good jam. Can you sing it for me?
No. it would have to be from Luke Bryan, and it's Some People Are Good. It's a really good song.
Did he just come out with a new record?
I believe so, yeah.
It's like brand new, right?
Yeah.
Like fairly new. Have you listened to it at all?
Yes, sir.
Did you like it?
Yes. I like anything Luke Bryan.
You like, if he just puts out a record, you're like, oh, this is the greatest.
I'm like a fangirl to him, you know?
A Bryanite?
Yeah, Bryanite. That's gross. Sounds like a pest. I like that. I'm a Bryanite.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for answering that question. Have you ever been to a live concert?
No, but I'm going to go to a live concert and a meet and greet, so I'm going to meet him.
Oh, when is Luke Bryan?
Mm-hmm.
That's happening?
Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt in Los Angeles, LA.
You're pretty excited?
Oh, heck yeah.
When
is
that happening?
I'm going to hug him so tight. I'm going to be like, I love you.
When
I don't
is that
care
happening?
If you're 42. I love you. His birthday was the other day, so.
So you know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even though he's married, he's my man, you know?
Okay. Hey, I totally understand. That's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bryanizing here. Luke Bryanizing.
I'm a Bryanite, so yeah.
Butters, what is your favorite color?
Purple.
Light purple, dark purple?
Any purple.
Okay.
I've dyed my hair purple. I actually just dyed it black, so dyed it black
pretty,
from purple.
Pretty dark. What's your favorite number?
I don't have a favorite number.
What's your favorite animal?
Horses.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that last year.
It's pretty up there, you know?
Yeah, you can look back into last year's podcast.
There's a lot of swearing. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You're doing really good. You
I'm
might
holding
get
back.
Your, you might
I'm
get
holding
yourself
back.
A store coupon if you keep it up, Butters.
I'm like holding back.
Going to make my edit process really easy because you're not dropping any fidget spinners. Thank
I really
you.
Hope I get a store
Are
coupon.
You a
I've never gotten a store coupon in the 14 years I've been here. It's pretty bad.
Just keep it up, Butters. Keep it up. Are you superheroes or Star Wars?
Superheroes. I don't really like Star Wars.
Okay. Do you have a favorite superhero? Or
oh, heck
just...
yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Thor. He's nice. Sexy.
Nice. Gotcha.
Oh, God, yeah.
And one of the funniest movies.
Oh, yes.
From
the Marvel side.
Oh yeah,
that last Ragnarok thing was very funny.
That was funny.
It was very funny for a superhero movie.
I liked the beginning of it when he was talking to like the demon guy, and he's like, "I'm gonna get out of here."
Hang on, I can't see ya.
You can't see ya. Well, of course you can't see us.
If you could go anywhere in the world, all expenses paid, right now, your choice. Where are you going?
Here.
Okay.
No, I would go to Rome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just see the world, get out there. Italy. Do you have Italian heritage?
I do.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Italian and Russian.
I'm Italian and Scottish.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Weird, huh?
And I'm also plain old American, you know? America.
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 You know. Mm-hmm.
You better stop. You're right. Here.
Always having fun at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Oh, yeah. How many questions do I have left?
Like one or two more. And then we'll do a hard... Yeah, it's hard to believe we've been talking 10 minutes and 38 seconds, right?
38 seconds.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Really on the dot.
42 now.
Wow. Get them seconds in. It's all about the seconds.
Do you watch sports?
No.
Yes. Okay, what sport?
Horseback riding.
Oh,
see, it's a sport.
It is a sport.
Some people say Equestrian. It's not a sport, but it is. It's Equestrian. In the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a sport.
It is. I would agree.
You're sweating your butt off when you get off the horse.
It's competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very competitive. Mm-hmm. Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Are you on Instagram?
No.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Apple Music, Spotify, or Google Music, or YouTube?
I'm Spotify and Pandora and YouTube.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
A little bit of a mixer, you know?
Do you have a favorite smell?
What?
There's five senses. You have your favorite food. Do you have a favorite smell?
I like vanilla.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite sound?
A horse knicker. Exactly. We have baby horses and they always knicker and it's just the cutest thing.
Oh, you love it, don't you?
Oh, most definitely.
Who has your back, Butters?
Who has my back?
Yeah, who has your back?
I do. Duh.
Good answer.
Right?
We all got your back.
Oh, thanks.
Are you ready for a one or two hard questions before we finish this up?
Do I get a store coupon?
Are you having fun?
No. Do I get a store coupon?
If you can make it to the end of this thing without dropping any edit spots.
I won't. I'm pretty good.
Okay,
don't swear, I won't swear.
Questions.
If I get a prize.
You made that choice.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell you that you couldn't swear. Because
if I
that's
swear,
not,
do I still get a store coupon?
No.
Well, then I won't swear. I want a store coupon. I've never had one.
Okay. Well, let's get through these last couple of questions and see what we got here.
All right.
Okay. If you could make one rule that everybody had to follow, what would it be?
Everyone? Or can I just like do like store people? Store people. Free ice cream.
That's good. Free ice cream?
Yeah.
Is that your rule?
If I was the president, it would be the first rule, you know?
Just everybody gets ice cream.
Free.
31 flavors is free. Go to the store and get some.
Why does it have to be 31 flavors?
Well, Baskin and Robbins, right? Isn't that what it is?
Well, I've never been there.
You never been to Baskin Robbins?
No, if you go to Michigan, South Haven, there's this place called Sherman Dairy, and they have great ice cream.
I'm buying my airline ticket
you
now.
You better. And then downtown Michigan, there's this place called Nemo's, and they have the exact same ice cream, so it kind of sucks. You know.
Do you eat Ben and Jerry's?
No.
Do you have any ice cream in particular that you like?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's not here. It's in Michigan. I've never seen it, like, here.
Okay.
It's called Blue Moon Ice Cream, and it's basically vanilla ice cream colored blue. And then when you eat it...
It turns your mouth...
I'm going to be kind of gross. You can edit this out. Turns your poop blue. I wasn't trying to swear.
She didn't make it.
No, that's not a swear word.
She didn't make it.
It turns your poop blue.
Oh, you just made it so I can edit it.
So, do I get a store coupon? Please.
One more question. Can she make it to the end? That is the question.
Yes.
What do you want all sighted people to know?
They suck.
No.
Honest answers from Butters.
Thinking about it, they suck. No.
You can take as long as you want. Everything can be edited.
I just want sighted people to understand that that not all blind and visually impaired people doesn't mean that we can't see. Like, every single person that I've met, they're like, can you see? And I'm like, yes, I can see you perfectly. And they're like, oh, how far can you see? And I'm like, I can see as far as your face. I mean, it's pretty good. And they're like, oh, okay. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So yeah, I want them to know that not all blind visually impaired people just can't see, because they just think that that's a stereotype that all visually impaired and blind people can't see.
I actually just had a recent experience where someone was yelling at me because I was using a cane.
You're blind.
Yeah, you're not blind.
You're sighted.
I see you. You're not blind. You shouldn't be using that. And then they started yelling fidget spinners at me.
Fidget spinners! I want a person to come up to me and say fidget spinners.
Calling me on my BS, if you will. That's what they kept saying.
Oh, wait. No. Okay, I have a different answer.
Okay.
For what sighted people should know.
Okay, she thought of it. Here it is.
Don't use names. I hate it. My friend Rory, you met him a couple of years ago. He's Rory Blatford Ben Blatford and all that stuff. We were FaceTiming, and he said that in his college class, his teacher came up to him at the end of the class, walked up to him because he had his cane and everything, and she said, you're special because she has a cane. I can't swear.
I'm gonna swear.
I just want to do it one time.
It'll be two times.
I've been holding back, Maceo. Just let me do it. Please.
Okay, you're on.
If a teacher said, wow, you're special, I would be like, no poop. Thank you for telling me. Thank you.
Super special.
Super
here.
Special. Yeah. That's me.
That's wrong. People don't get it.
I hate name calling.
People don't. Yeah.
They don't always
understand. And that's the key. The common thread is not putting yourself in other people's shoes. Just because we're visually impaired or blind doesn't mean that they can judge us.
Yeah, it's like special, disabled. Like, if you're in school, special ed. Like, I was in no special ed classes when I was in high school because I don't know, I could do it. And people said, oh, are you in special ed class? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, you're visually impaired. Doesn't that help you? I'm like, no, I can do everything you can do. I just have a little bit of
sight has nothing to do with smarts. Stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, I do a little things like a little bit slower than you, but it doesn't mean I can't do it. Yeah.
Good message, Butters.
Thanks.
I don't think I have to edit any of that. That was a fun conversation. I'll just let you swear at this point. I don't care.
Do I still get a Stuart coupon?
You know what?
Please? Come on. I'm your friend.
Let me think about this. Two curse words, but you did a great job.
You're not going to edit it, so I deserve a store coupon. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
You sort of talked
me into it a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yay.
For the second time ever on Everything EHC, I am pleased to announce that our current guest, Butters, has somehow, some way, won herself a store coupon.
I'm happy I have headphones on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Everything EHC. Entertaining conversations, as always, here with my friend Butters on the Teen Session. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
I had fun.
Beautiful
you always day. You always have great things to say. Funny, awesome, good personality. We love having you here.
I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm not a sit-down comedian. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian.
You did a lot of those jokes sitting down, though, so you could be considered both. You could be both.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
No, okay. I think I would be a sit-down comedian. I'm too lazy to stand up. I love
a stand-up gal, but a sit-down comedian, ladies and gentlemen. You've been hearing it here, right here, first on Everything EHC. Thanks, Butters.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Butters.
You're welcome.
Everybody, keep coming back. We got more podcasts happening all the time. We got another one coming soon. Just going to keep posting them. All these conversations, getting to know our campers, having a great time. I'm all done with this one. You done, Butters?
Maybe. Okay. I don't want to go back to camp counselor day. You know?
To camp day.
I don't want to go.
Sending her off to cabin day. This is Maceo sending butters and saying goodbye for now. We'll talk to you soon on Everything EHC.